Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Hello there, WGXC listeners. This is Dan Wachowski from Camp Hale Hudson. The Camp Hale Hudson Players Theater Troupe will present an encore presentation of their original play, Happiness in the Spotlight. Have you ever asked yourself what makes you happy? You will be intrigued to see what our cast finds within the backdrop of an award ceremony where everyone is dressed to the nines. Through engaging funny and poignant scenes, this play combines multimedia pieces along with live action. The performance is free and will be filmed in front of a live audience, so come play a role in bringing the live action theater experience to the movie screen. The date is Friday, November 10th at 6 p.m. at Hudson Hall. Hope to see you there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol McCrossin of Washingtonville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Adelia. I'm 11, and I'm from Ghent.
I'm Jada. I'm 13, and I'm from New York City.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Fatia, who may still make it. We haven't given up faith yet. And sometimes other friends like Claire and Georgia. But I'm excited to talk with you all today, share our love of reading and other bookish things. So yeah, we should dive in. So why don't we start with Jada today? What would you like to share?
I haven't been doing reading that much that I haven't talked about, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So basically the same old of everything I've been talking about. I reread the Artemis Fowl series again for like this 17 billionth time. And I am very mad that because they ruined the movie.
Oh, man.
It was just terrible.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. So there's not really that much new that I read. So.
Well, then I have a question for you. Since you don't have a new book to talk about, I'm wondering, because you've been an avid reader for a very, very, very long time, have you noticed any changes in the types of books you like to read? Either the genre, the style, the mood?
No, not really. I still like to read some of Aaliyah's books if they're pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah?
I just like a good story.
Do you have any favorites that from when you were little that you go back to time and time again?
No, I don't really. Yeah, there's not really that many that I go back to. I still like the Magic Treehouse series, so that's a big one.
Yeah, those are really popular. I've never read a full one. I've read chapters to like my niece or nephew before, but I've never read a full Magic Treehouse book because I am just wrong. I made that mistake. Never read them. They are so popular.
I'm ready.
Oh,
but
okay.
Okay, so I have kind of a long poem. It's a poem, but it kind of is a quote too. Isn't it strange how it all happens? All my life I dreamt about the bright lights, big city. You know, they tell you it's going to be glamorous, and they tell you that you have everything, and no one tells you how it's going to be. And they don't tell you when you're twirling in front of the mirror as a child what the papers are going to say about you someday. Because they don't tell you you're building you up just to try and knock you down, but they haven't yet. Taylor Swift. Oh, that's my quote.
Is it a poem? I was trying to think, because as you were saying it, I was like, I recognize that. Like, I've heard that somewhere before. Is it a song lyric or a poem?
No,
or...
I think it's part of a speech she gave on one of her tours.
Okay.
But it's because I searched up Taylor Swift poems and it came up. So I think it's a poem, but it also sounds like a quote, just a long quote.
She's quite the writer. She's written so many songs and apparently poems or speeches.
Yeah,
or
apparently
whatever that was.
Yeah. No, but she has written a bunch of poems too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always impressed when she comes out with a new album or like the re-releases or the remastering productions of her albums. There's always like so many new songs.
Yeah. I'm a little bit obsessed with her.
Yeah, she's great. Do you have a favorite song or album? Or
my favorite album, I think, is Speak Now. This is the third album. And then my second favorite is the sixth album, Reputation.
Okay. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like a lot of her music, but I don't know. Haven't put much thought into it.
It's hard to say. Yeah. I have a favorite. But I have a favorite album, but I can't name a favorite song.
I'm sure that would also shift from time to time, too.
Yeah, it's kind of changing every week.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. I can talk about a book that I've been reading. This book's been out for a while, maybe a year. And I finally am getting around to reading it. And I'm about halfway through. I'm really enjoying it. It's a middle grade graphic novel memoir by Dan Santa called A First Time for Everything. And so it's based on his time in middle school. And in middle school, he experiences a bit of bullying and he gets to go on a class trip to Europe, which is awesome. I'm very jealous. And he doesn't have huge expectations for it based on who's going on the trip, but he ends up having a fun and interesting time and making new connections, new friends. And so it's about this, it's like a road trip graphic novel memoir where it's the most of the book centers on this trip. So it's fun. You get to like travel around with them and experience both the highs and the lows and the weirdness of middle school life, which you all are probably living through right now. But I really love Dan Santat's artwork. I've read picture books by him before. He has a lot of really great picture books. And I don't know, I always like a graphic novel memoir. I mean, I love memoirs in general, but I think especially for graphic novel memoirs, they often incorporate the author's love of artwork and how artwork plays a role in their life as a young person. And it's interesting seeing that. And then they grow up and they're making art. And I've seen some posts from this author, and there's some pictures in the back of the book too from the trip. So you get to see some of the pictures of the characters in the book in real life. And then I've seen some posts online where when he was on book tour, he got to connect with some of his high school friends who were in the book. So that's also cool. I don't know, as an adult that reads young adult literature and middle grade literature, I feel like you have a lot of moments reading the books where you're like me as a reader, as an adult, I'm flashing back to when I was a young person and making connections with like my younger self and my friends from that time and my family from that time. And there are like highs and lows that you remember, and it's, I don't know, the highs definitely stand out in this one, like the nice moments that are sometimes surprising or that like stick with you that helped like form some friendships for him are really sweet. But also I really want to take this trip. I'd love to do a sort of cross Europe trip where you go to several different places. Seems fun. And it would have been super fun in middle school. But yeah, so far they've gone to France. Where else have they gone? Where I'm at in the book. France, Munich. I think they went to Salzburg. I'm not sure where else they're going. But yeah, so that's A First Time for Everything by Dan Santat. And out in libraries, bookstores, all that. And this book is also up for a National Book Award this year, which is cool. So those awards will be announced November 15th. And I've only read one other book that's in the finalists. There's five finalists. So it's this one. There's a picture book called Big by Vashti Harrison, which I read, which is very good. And then there's a book called The Lost Year by Catherine Marsh, which is set during a Ukrainian famine. And I have that one checked out from the library now, so I'll be reading that soon. And then there's a book called Huda F. Cares by Huda Fahmy. And that's a graphic novel. I think it's a memoir as well. I can't remember. I read the first book, Huda F. Are You? And Huda F. is her first name and her first initial of her last name. So I'm not cursing here. There's no cursing in the title. And then there's another book called Gather by Kenneth M. Cato, which I haven't really heard much about, but those are the five nominees. So I'm always curious to see who will win during these awards, but this one's definitely a winner. Whether or not it wins the award, it's a winner. So A First Time for Everything by Dan Santat. And I could also read a poem. I'm going to read, let's see, which one should I read? I wanted to read a poem or two that I found on poets.org. They have, if you search for poems for kids, you can easily find a link to their section of poems for kids. And I picked out a couple from their Native American Heritage Month section. So I'll start off with reading one called Victory. It's by Sherman Alexie, who is an author and poet. And he wrote The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, which is an award-winning book. And it's also frequently banned and challenged. It's a very good book. He's also written books for adults and teens and tweens and kids, picture books too. But this is Victory. When I was 12, I shoplifted a pair of basketball shoes. We could not afford them otherwise. But when I tied them on, I found that I couldn't hit a shot. When the ball clanked off the rim, I felt only guilt, guilt, guilt. Oh, immoral shoes. Oh, kicks made of paranoia and rue. Distraught but unwilling to get caught. Or confess, I threw those cursed Nikes into the river and hoped that that was good enough for God. I played that season in supermarket tennis shoes that felt the same as playing in bare feet. Oh, torn skin. Oh, bloody heels and toes. Oh, twisted ankles. Oh, blisters the size of dimes and quarters. Finally, after I couldn't take the pain anymore, I told my father what I had done. He wasn't angry. He wept out of shame. Then he cradled and rocked me and called me his little basketball Jesus. He told me that every cry of pain was part of the hoops sonata. Then he laughed and bandaged my wounds, my Indian boy poverty basketball stigmata. So that was Victory by Sherman Alexie, and it was originally published in the winter 2015 issue of Prairie Schooner. And then I'll read one more. This one is by Ophelia Zepeda, and it's called Carrying Our Words. We travel carrying our words. We arrive at the ocean. With our words, we are able to speak of the sounds of thunderous waves. We speak of how majestic it is, of the ocean power that gifts us songs. We sing of our respect and call it our relative. That was translated into English from Odom by the poet. Those are just a couple poems. I'll share some more this month as we're in Native American Heritage Month. So we're out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Past me in the hallway, and you don't think I can see it, do you? I've been watching you for ages, and I spend my time trying not to feel it. But what would you do if I went to touch you now? What would you do if they never found us out? What would you do if we never made up? Kept everything professional, but something's changed. It's something I